5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
You got love nuts.
Yep. And what? So what is it?
Honestly,
ate around
it. Fire.
No, I ate around it. It was disgusting.
What do you mean you ate around
it? I didn't. Every nut I got in my mouth, I spit it out. This is
you're the straightest man yeah, in America.
Are we in?
This is something petty, and I don't know. Should I be beefing with this person? Because I don't think I should. But like a part, it sparked a reaction to me.
Uh-oh.
I go to throw out my trash this morning.
Okay.
Open the trash can because the trash cans are just on the street.
Yep.
Multiple poop bags in there. People are dropping their dog shit in my trash can, which is interesting because it is a trash can, and that's what trash is for.
Uh-huh.
I don't want your dog shit in my trash can.
Let me ask you this, though. Is the shit bags in your trash can prior to the trash people picking the trash up, or do they just pick it up so it's a fresh, empty trash can, and now there's shit bags in your empty trash can?
Fresh, empty, at the bottom, green shit bags.
So as a dog owner, who cares? As a human being, this is empty now. Fuck you, take your own shit. Does that make sense?
It's so interesting because 2 days ago, I got frozen yogurt and threw in somebody else's trash. But theirs was full. There's something about opening it and you see steaming hot shit at the bottom.
I hear you. And it's not your dog shit. So if it
and
was
I'm
your
a cat
own,
guy too.
Correct.
But if so it was I'm already
own,
mad.
Own, if it was your own dog shit, it would be fine. I don't know if it would be. It would be much, much more acceptable.
It made me want to be like, and I don't know what this is. It made me want to hop on the HOA. It made me want to hop on the Ring camera and be like, who's dumping dookies in my trash can?
You could look.
I could, but like, dude, if I had a dog, so what's the alternative? Carrying shit around for five cul-de-sacs?
That's what I'm saying. As a dog owner, you got to take it. You have a trash can out there, it's public property. The funny thing is that Jack can look it up when he gets a second. That might be a crime. Because it's not a public trash can. So you're putting your own trash effectively in my property, which kind of maybe might be illegal or maybe like ticket worthy, which is kind of crazy.
I did walk out one day and you know, my downstairs is like where the office is. There's a clear window right there. This lady didn't see me, but she was on there and her dog was taking a piss on my lawn. And I like looked out and she looked up and she saw me and we all paint on my, she's like, oh no, I'm like, she's shaking her hand. She's like, no, I'm I don't want your dog's piss on my lawn.
I know that
now
might
I got
be illegal.
A weird yellow spot.
That might be illegal. But here's the thing Jack just brought up. It is generally illegal to put your trash in someone else's trash can, dumpster or receptacle, odd word, without their explicit permission.
Cut the part about me throwing away frozen yogurt in someone else's.
Cut it. Obviously leave it in. But that is crazy. Why are you in jail? Oh, I sell crack. Why are you in jail? I killed my neighbor. Why are you in jail? I threw trash.
Shit bags.
Shit bags in my neighbor's trash can.
I don't know what, because you know it's one of those things when you're a pedestrian and the car's flying at you. You're like, dude, slow down, buddy. I'll knock you out in your Sentra. Yep. But when you're in a car and somebody's walking slow, you're like, I'll hit you.
Yeah, fucking move. You know what it is?
It's both sides.
It's because we are the main characters in our movies.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
But I will like to say
they
this.
They should Forrest Dump somewhere else.
I will say this, though.
Say it.
Let me say this.
Say it.
If you ride a bike on the street, don't do that or I will hit you.
Mm.
Move out of the fucking way. You have a bike lane. You are not as fast as a car. Move. What is happening? Just because you have good calves and you're wearing like tight clothing and a cool helmet. Yeah.
What are you doing wearing Skims on the road?
Yeah, I don't. You know what I don't like? I don't like when a whole group of them come into the coffee shop and all you hear is.
Yeah. Where's
what is it, the
biscuit?
OK Corral? You sound like fucking horses. What's happening?
It is so extra. Families. It's almost like they ride their bike and then they're like, how can I be seen in public with this fit on? And the fits are abysmal. They're walking in with tap dancing shoes, kind of like a M&M peanut shaped helmet, and their cock out.
The cock out. Yeah. The whole thing is sponsored by Under Armour. It's too tight.
I will say I do like a nice bike ride.
I will say this. I agree. Nice bike rides are really nice, but I'm not going to. Well, here's the thing. At what level are you biking that you need that gear? Because if this is day four of your bicycle journey and you're wearing that, fall down. Get hit by a dumpster. You need a dump truck, I meant. I didn't mean dumpster. Sorry, a lot of
That's
dump.
Kind of like an iceberg type situation.
Talk. But you know what I mean?
If dump Duck, the new Barstool podcast. We talk about our shits we had at the lunch break.
Hey, I'm a retired NYC cop.
As a dump truck is pulling up right now. Hey. The dumpsters.
Hey, fucking
dump slut. Dump slut? Dump egg slut?
Egg slut.
Why? What? I hate restaurants with like risque names.
That's what I hate it. I don't like
egg
it.
Slut.
Egg slut's crazy. There's
I'm omelet whore.
Yeah. You're omelet whore? I'm, dude. Yeah, I don't know. I'm Benedict bitch.
Hey.
What's up? No, egg. What was I saying? Oh, at what? At what level in your bike journey is it okay to spend $4,000 on a fit? Because most of those guys, in my estimation, just started biking. Mm. So what's happening?
Well,
do you need all this?
If there's no bike lane, then I get you being in the street. But when you're in the left-hand turning lane as a bicyclist, that's when I go, you're not a car.
You're not a car.
And they hit me with this shit. I don't know either one of these.
None.
They're throwing out turn signals like I know. Also,
yeah, the ups and downs, what's happening?
You're a bike, I'm a car. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, you could be like left, and I'm like, sure, I get it.
Well, also, left, right, up, down, you're still in my fucking way.
Bitcoin,
exactly. But
isn't that funny? They're in the middle of the street going like this.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And you're like...
I don't know what that is.
Did I miss that day in Driver's Ed?
Yeah, is that part of Driver's Ed?
It is. I think.
Really? Maybe up.
Because it's up, down, and then Elon, and then Tesla. What? I think this is right. This is left. Is it?
Just have a blinker in your fucking
I will
bike.
Say, when. Yeah, what the fuck?
You spend $19,000 on your fucking bike. Have a goddamn blinker on that bitch. Or at least a horn that goes, ooga, making a left.
You know how people have like their phones out at concerts and they write stuff on it?
Correct.
Just write left on your phone and put it behind you.
I couldn't love it more. Or just put a big fucking iPad on the back of your seat.
Yeah.
How about that?
Dude, I saw this old guy walk into a restaurant last week.
This sounds like the beginning of the worst joke ever.
This guy was pushing
1,000.
60s.
Okay.
He had a leather jacket on, and the back was custom made where it lit up in the back. Like, it was like a logo, but like glowing. LED light.
No.
Hey, man. One raindrop, goodbye. How do you dry clean that? He had like picture like, what's a logo?
Nike. Is that not it?
I'm trying to like picture
like a logo.
Yeah, like his whole like back was like this like circle type thing, but it was like light up shoes, but on a jacket. And everybody in his group, all the guys had it.
Oh, well, you just set me off. One guy is fine because you have autism. It's fine. A group of them,
dude. A gang of them.
You know what? But
like they put it on. They're like, hey guys, charge up.
But dude, but my first reaction. My first reaction is, I hope there's a tsunami. I hope they all just go, and they all pass away. Mm. But my second reaction is, Maybe it's really cute.
If they were younger guys, I would hate it. Older guys, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That's what I mean.
But I don't turn it off inside the restaurant.
Well, that's, yes.
I got to use you to read the menu. I don't like, because he walked through the restaurant with so much swagger. I'm like, buddy.
Oh, well, now I hate
him. But it looked like the Yu-Gi-Oh logo on his back.
Now I hate him. You can't walk. This is not a biker's. This is not. What?
If you drop your phone in a bowl of rice, do you have to put it in water after?
I mean, honestly, I think that's a Bible verse.
Yo.
But I will say, like, what if you're wearing a leather jacket with that design on the back? I mean, what bike gang are you part of?
Heated Razor rivalry? Like, yeah. It just like when you see one guy walk in with it, you go, oh, that's interesting. I've never seen that. And then like multiple guys have it. Mm-hmm. Worst of all, it's at like Ketch, which is the most douchey LA restaurant. These guys are like 60.
Yeah.
They're hunting for puss.
With those jackets?
I don't know. Women love ring lights.
You're right. What was the look? Was it like?
I don't know. Like it was like a circle. Like type in Yu-Gi-Oh, Digimon.
They were like anime people.
White guy, gray hair, slick back.
And they
but
all.
It looked like just like a leather jacket, and then on the not really a logo.
Let's see. Like something like that.
It was more like a circle, maybe Dragon Ball. No. What was the other? Digimon?
Goddamn. Ladies and gents, Michael Blaustein will be yelling about feet where I will tell you. And March 5th through the 7th, I'll be in Rochester, New York. Low tickets on that. March 11th, I'll be in freaking Palm Desert. March 14th, I'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. March 26th through March 28th, I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. And then April 9th, I'll be in Spokane. April 10th, I'll be in Seattle. April 11th, I'll be in Eugene. And I'm going to say some cities, serious city, go get tickets. April 16th through the 18th, I'll be in Dayton, Ohio. May 8th, I'll be in Vancouver. May 9th, I'll be in Calgary. May 29th through May 30th, I'll be in Charlotte and then Denver. And then, guys, Boston. New date. It will be on sale on the 18th. So go get that before you cannot. Blaucomedy.com, blaucomedy.com. Mr. Wallace.
Trevor Wallace, I'm currently on tour right now. New date, guys. We just added San Diego. So excited. What a great club. February 27th, February 28th, four shows there. Small club, pull up. March 5th, Cheyenne, Wyoming. March 6th, Denver, Colorado. March 7th, Colorado Springs. Special and taping. March 13th and 14th. First two shows sold out. Added a Saturday late show in Phoenix, Arizona, filming the special. Final shows of the tour afterwards. Red Bank, New Jersey, March 19th. March 20th, Huntington, New York. And then we will also be in Boston, Massachusetts. Third show added. March 22nd, Boston, Massachusetts, and then this summer, Halifax, Canada, at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. I'm headlining a 3 p.m. show. Pull up, pull out, trevorwalls.com. Love you all. Goodbye. God bless. Jack's wife's pregnant.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at Mint Mobile. Let me tell you something. Every group has someone who insists on doing things the hard way. That friend still paying for a subscription they forgot they had. That one refusing to update their phone because it still works. And now that one who somehow still overpaying for wireless in 2026, Mint Mobile is here to help with that last one. Ladies and gents, stop paying way too much for wireless just because that's how it's always been, okay? Mint exists purely to fix that, all right? Same coverage, same speed, just without the inflated price tag. And for a limited time, get 50% off 3, 6, or 12-month plans for unlimited premium wireless. Bring your own phone and number, activate with eSIM in minutes, and start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no freaking hassle. So, ready to stop paying more than you have to? New customers can make the switch today and for a limited time, get unlimited premium wireless for just $15 a month. Switch now at mintmobile.com/socks. That's mintmobile.com/socks. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, and $120 for 12-month plan required. $15 a month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Over 50 gigs may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Available speed and coverage varies. Additional terms apply. See mintmobile.com.
Goddamn.
Dragon Ball Z was one.
I don't know. Like it had like this like circle-esque. I don't know. It but just like, you see it and you're like, guys, I need an explanation from everybody.
Yeah, I need to know what's happening.
Should I love this or should I hate that? That's exactly how I want to feel when I see that.
Yeah, I mean, I have two conflicting thoughts. One thought is, what the fuck are you doing? You have a family. Go back to them. Why are you cosplaying at a Catch? But the other feeling I got is, maybe this is adorable. And maybe they don't have a lot of hobbies. And maybe this is the only, their biker gang, whatever they do, is the only, like, you know, semblance of joy they get on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just fucking odd. It's odd to walk into a restaurant all wearing leather jackets with blinky blinks on the back of their, on the back of the backs.
Maybe they were bikers and that's how they communicate to cars that are there.
I mean, I love it. I also need to know, are they single? Are they scoping some vajayjays?
Dude, they were like some silver foxes, like 60.
Buddy, but silver foxes, I mean, especially in this town.
Meow.
I mean, literally.
Do you ever have light up shoes growing up?
No, but I was very, 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 very jealous of my friends that had light up shoes. They're called LA Lights and I fucking love them.
The pair?
Yeah, the pair that I wanted were LA Lights.
I thought they were adults have light up shoes?
Because they have bills. Could you imagine?
Dude, imagine light up jeans.
Yep, those are it.
Oh my, you wanted those?
I mean, not those. Let me see. I mean, where were the?
This, Iggy Azalea. Oh,
maybe
shoes.
They were those. I mean, I was also.
Fun. LA Gear.
LA.
Oh, damn.
No. Yeah, LA Gear Lights.
Oh, I could def see Mike B.
100%.
It's just funny to like nut super quick and put those on.
Is it funny to nut super quick while wearing those?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, anything to like, anything to
draw the female gaze, correct, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. Anything to be like, hey. Well, dude, that's why like you think you'd like grow out of that. But like some dudes just don't grow out of that. Like the guys with the Hellcats and the fucking and they the loud music. And dude, I see like dudes who are like legit like 61 with like Oldsmobiles with like the loudest music ever. And I'm like,
somebody fuck him already.
Yeah, but there's also, I want to look at him and hey, man, there's a reason you're alone in the car. There's a reason. This whole thing. What's happening? Like, there's no way. How are you still stuck in this?
Yeah.
But, a counterpoint, maybe he's a car guy, and maybe he's part of a car club, and maybe they work on cars and Oldsmobiles and sound systems or whatever on the weekends. It brings them tons of joy. Maybe that's it. But maybe it's 1 p.m., it's on Sunset Boulevard, and I have a headache, and I'm late. So stop doing that. There's always two sides to a coin, my friend. It's always two sides to a coin.
The motorcycle guys with the music really loud, that one seems fixable. Because it's one thing to listen to really loud music, you just have your windows up.
Uh-huh.
But the motorcycle guys with blasting that shit.
Yeah, the whole thing.
It's louder than the bike.
Yeah, which makes me think, like, do you have, like, you have ear protectant that you can't hear all this? Or
I think when they're driving, they want to hear it. When you're at a stop light, it's
I have
louder.
Two words for them. iPods.
Oh.
Where are those?
iPods?
Fuck. AirPods. two
letters off.
We're two. But you know what I mean?
But you know
why the fuck do we have to listen to it?
That's what I'm saying.
I hate it. It really upsets me. But you know what? Who's to tell, man? Cut to me a 71. I'm going to have a fucking green Lambo. Cock barely works. Been divorced for 20 years. Haven't seen my kids in a while.
Yeah, and what's the license plate say?
Vroom, vroom, pussy.
It might really be more than eight letters, but...
What's your... So you're 73. Car. What is it?
Okay, set me up.
You're 73.
Mm-hmm.
You got divorced 15 years ago. You haven't talked to your kids in 9 years.
Fuck.
You have some money and you have a green Lambo. What does your license plate say?
How's my career doing? Because that dictates all.
It's going good.
Okay.
It's going good, but the things that matter, shambles. Like shambles.
Okay. Here's what it is. N-D-A-G-R-N. Into green. Because the green Lambo and money.
I get it.
No, no, no. You don't. You want me to ChatGPT that bitch?
In the green.
Oh. Hey. How about this?
Okay.
Green room, comedy.
That's terrible.
Our lamb throat, lamb hoe.
All right, it's better. Yeah, lamb throat. Lamb I like throat. It.
I what like about it. What about just SAD? Sad.
My dick.
SAD.
Oh, SAD.
Sad.
What about I'm sad? Dude, there's a
suicidal.
There's someone that has that.
Yeah, but like it's probably on like a old school like Civic.
Yeah.
Where you're
yeah.
might actually be sad.
I mean, what about unalive? Does that work?
Not doing well.
What does that say?
I date moms.
Oh, God.
That person goons so hard to hentai.
Horny. Average is so funny. Guys, the people that listen to audio were looking at license plates of the funniest license plates.
There's one like that I drove past in a neighborhood recently, and it said, they had two cars in the driveway. One was be positive, and the other one is life is good. I'm like, how much pussy are they getting?
Zero.
But like, man, yeah. I'm trying to be positive. Life's good for you. I'm trying.
I can't. It's so hard to be positive. Dude, you know what's the problem about being positive? It's not funny. That's the problem.
What?
Being positive is just not funny. I try to be positive.
Yeah.
But there's nothing funny. People go, oh man, how's life? You go, man, it's going really good, man. Everything. It's oh God, you're boring. Tell me about the gun you want to swallow. That's right, the thing. That's the funny.
Well, this podcast would go two episodes long in this entire career for like, how was your day? I was actually really nice, man.
It was good. It's good.
Some people are just wired that way.
I know.
And you're like, dude, how are you so positive? Like, what do you mean?
You're living in a box.
Yeah, they get in a car accident, and you're like, dude, fuck that out of the drive, right? They're like, I'm just happy to be alive. And you're like,
dude, I've had
no
people,
more funny with this.
I've had people in the meet and greets be like, I got into a car wreck, and I still made it to your show. I'm like, how? Go home. Like, go. I really like you.
The car's totaled.
But it's like, if I got into a car wreck, I mean, I guess... To their point, it's like, I already got in a car wreck. Like, let me just fucking take an Uber and go. I mean, like, at least let me go where I was supposed to go. But if I got into a car wreck, headed to like a Teddy Swims concert, guess what? I ain't going.
Yeah, Teddy swimming home. Like, my buddy Paul, I think I said this before, he got rear-ended at a red light.
That sounds going. That sounds very palsy.
A.
I got rear-ended?
It was by a cock. He was at a red light.
I got rear-ended by a cock.
On his way to school, on like a, who knows, Wednesday. Parked, a car hits him doing like 40 miles an hour, rear ends him. This motherfucker still went to school that day.
Nope.
Buddy, I'm taking a month off. I'm suing the school for making me drive that early in the morning.
Oh, dude, neck hurts.
Oh my God. I'm milking it. And he showed up no crutches. He was like, yeah, my head hurts a little bit, but what the fuck do you mean? If there's ever a time where you can milk or get out of excuses when something like that happens.
Oh, dude, oh my God.
I'm going to Yogurtland and be like, I'm stealing this shit.
Oh, dude.
I'm a patriot. What is a patriot? What's the mascot? What is he?
I think he's, when we took America back, he's one of those guys.
Fuck.
1776.
I think in 10 years, every NFL team is not going to be what it is anymore.
What do you think the next one to go is?
Definitely Patriot.
You think
Vikings,
so?
Vikings for sure. Yeah. Vikings are going to be called like the Conquistadors.
All right. I'm cool with that.
Get on board or kill yourself. What do you think is next to go?
The next one to go, what's a Packer? That seems racist.
Yeah. Well, oh. You ever heard of a fudge? You can't say that one. Fudge Packer?
I mean, you can.
Isn't it?
I think it's pretty, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Fact check me on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, no ill intent with that.
I think, speaking of, is this going to be out during Super Bowl?
After?
Shit. Well,
I guess it depends.
Speaking of Super Bowl, we'll talk about Patriots. I think Packers maybe right. What's another one that can probably go? I think you're right with Vikings. At some point, some Vikings.
Raiders? I mean, Raiders should just be called degenerates. Nope, I don't like that one either. Raiders should just be called
I would like to say this,
Whippets.
I think Raiders is labeled 100% accurate because of their fan base.
Yes. Okay,
I think their fan base would raid everything.
It'd be funny if they changed it to something like the Butterflies. And all the fans are like, yo, what?
What?
Because they're the most ride or die. Like, they're one of the only teams that dresses up like their mascot at every game.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if they're like the Gamblers? They're in Vegas.
I could see that.
Gamblers is good. They have the Las Vegas Aces for the WNBA team.
Las Vegas Casinos?
Well,
one of the casinos one of the casinos should just buy the Raiders and just be like
Las Vegas wins?
Literally.
Hey, that kind of works.
They win.
Yeah.
Las Vegas wins. Nightclub has in Allegiant Stadium has a nightclub in there.
I mean, that's crazy. Dude, if I'm a player, the moment I win, I go move out of my way. Move out. I'm going to the fucking, I'm getting head right now at the club. Wife's next
what
to
do
me.
What do you think the fastest somebody has ever gone from touchdown to top off?
I mean, 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you catch a game winning catch in the fourth quarter with 1 second left, you win. Hey, excuse me, we had like to do a press conference interview. Give me 9 minutes.
No, dude, someone's got head during a press conference. How'd you feel about the win? Oh, fucking Christ.
They cut back to the studio like he puts it all on God.
But realistically, did you watch the Cowboys documentary on Netflix?
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
I did not.
So, I mean, in the 90s, obviously, they were like gods. So it's all about like Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith and like that era. They won like 3 Super Bowls, whatever the fuck. They consistently like tell us without saying it that they were just getting hordes of vagina. Like hordes of it. Like,
dude, it's Dallas.
Like hordes. So my point of bringing that up is after like Michael Irvin scored a touchdown in Dallas to win the game, I'm talking about skipping media and just getting head in the locker room. I mean, 15 minutes after he scores, he has his shoulder pads still on when he's getting head. He didn't even move his cup out of the way. Woman ate through it.
I wonder like how often during like halftime shit's going down too. Because I know they used to smoke on the sidelines. They're drinking in the... Marshawn Lynch said he used to take a shot before every game.
That's so cool.
It's awesome.
It's so
crazy. How much of that was like, hey, come on now.
What do you mean? Do you think anyone's... See, the funny thing is he was so talented that everyone's like, all right, man, this is what makes him...
No. I'm saying like the shit that's gone down and like...
Oh. I don't know if... Well, in the history of the NFL, do I think anyone's got head in the locker room at halftime? For sure.
Yeah.
So a teammate.
Yeah, Robert Kraft.
Hey, yo. Same joke. Yeah, you don't think, what's his name? Sam Elliott?
Sam Darnold?
What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Who's Sam Elliott?
The first out football player that got drafted.
Heat rivalry?
Sam something?
Sam Smith?
Jack, you know, it's on your fucking phone wallpaper.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Who's a linebacker?
Oh, Michael Sam.
Michael Sam.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Ladies and gents, this pod is sponsored from our boys at ShipStation. When your company's growing fast, order fulfillment can make or break your success. ShipStation's intelligent-driven platform brings order management, rate shopping, inventory and returns, warehouse systems, and comprehensive analytics all in one place, saving customers 15 hours per week on fulfillment. All right, ladies and gents, we use ShipStation every freaking time we do a merch shop. It has saved us every single time. We would be lost, okay? ShipStation compares rates across all major global carriers, USPS, UPS, and FedEx, dude, including your own discounted rates, if you have them, to find you the best shipping option on every order with discounts up to 90% off. You freaking heard me, up to 90% off. It is incredible. Sharing tracking details cuts customer service inquiries by 12%. Return management gives you data on what's coming back and why. Analytics show where you're saving and where to optimize. All right. If you're going to start a company, you have to use ShipStation. It is the freaking best. So try ShipStation for free. You heard me right. Try ShipStation free for 60 days with full access to all features, no credit card needed. Go to ShipStation.com and use our code SOCKS for 60 days for free. 60 days gives you plenty of time to see exactly how much time and money you're saving on each and every shipment. That is ShipStation.com, code SOCKS, ShipStation.com, code SOCKS.
Goddamn.
Yeah, but that is interesting. I would want, like, because it's definitely gone down. And maybe not football, maybe basketball, maybe baseball, maybe whatever. Bro, baseball ain't got no halftime.
Seventh inning stretch, dog.
Is that it? Like, when do they go pee-pee?
Buddy, it's the slowest game in the world.
That's true.
Dude, when you're batting, you're just sitting there with cock out, and like, I'll pee into this tub of seeds.
Oh my God, that's true, dude. It does.
Imagine halftime for them.
Oh yeah, what are we doing?
They fall asleep.
Yeah. But hold on. So there's halftime in basketball, football. I guess there's no halftime in soccer. I don't know how soccer works, dog.
Michael, you were talking about Netflix with the Cowboys. Did you see that Netflix is testing vertical video features?
Oh my God. Dude, life is over.
If that's another app I have to worry about.
Life is over. If I have to fucking post on Netflix.
Which is actually funny.
Dude, but why not?
Every comedian is going to be a Netflix comedian.
But dude, why not though? They're trying to outdo fucking YouTube. There's going to be a Netflix app where you can post like YouTube. 100 kabillion percent.
Wow. It
says you can imagine us bringing more clip-based content. Like video podcasts.
Dude, isn't that funny? You have one clip pop on there. Like, yo, you the guy from Netflix?
So funny. Sure I mean, dude, I that might happen. Wow, hold on. So they're just going to cut
honestly,
clips
please.
From their shows?
Spotify's doing that.
Wow.
Honestly, this is exciting. I just want to know, is it only stuff that's on their shows?
Probably. I don't think we're going to have I don't think we're going to have a way to post.
Mm.
I think it's just going to be like essentially TikTok for Netflix shows. Which is actually so goddamn smart.
My favorite thing is the YouTube Shorts feature where you can link to the longer video. And I think they're going to probably try and do a lot of shit like that where it's like you can watch a short from
yes.
a show then
yes,
link
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes,
you ever seen that girl on the right there? She's a Marty Supreme?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or yes, I have.
Or how about like on TikTok when you listen to a guy explain a movie? Do you ever do that? Like you pretty much watch the movie on TikTok?
No, I haven't done that.
No.
I could imagine doing it though. Yeah.
One thing I've noticed is you post anything that's horizontal to TikTok, half the comments go, "What movie is this?" Just because it's not vertical.
People got issues, man. People got issues.
That should be your new podcast name.
People got issues?
People got issues. And I'm here with the tissues. Yeah, so if Netflix is going vertical, how are these podcasts on Netflix? Are you logged in on Netflix on there?
I'm not. I don't have Netflix.
Oh, you fucking tubby ass bitch.
I haven't. Some like my favorite podcast is on Netflix. I have.
It was
I
Simmons, right?
It. Yeah, Simmons.
I'm just but curious I haven't watched to see on like, what the interface looks like. Is it like?
It looks
Netflix?
Like Spotify. Like
yeah, whatever you see on whatever. Yeah, go.
Like when you're on Spotify and you have like a podcast, you can like swipe to the right and you can see different podcasts. That's exactly like how it is.
And
on,
can
on
you
your
listen to it with your phone closed?
That I don't know. I know it from your TV. I don't have the Netflix app. I'm talking about the TV.
I know Pete Davidson has one on here.
And it's fucking great. It shoots water in your hole. I haven't used that feature yet.
Wow.
It plays without it. So
wow, they're coming for Spotify.
Yeah, well, they should come for everybody. They're the top of their category. They should just be like, let's just poach what other places have.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they are doing it right because they're doing the Pete Davidson show. They're doing a bunch of other shows. They took all the Ringer.
They're doing a vertical shit.
They're taking all the Spotify video and putting it on Netflix.
If you catch someone looking at Netflix Reels, that's crazy. On a flight?
Netflix Reels, I'm okay with. HBO Max Reels, this bitch going down.
So we always joked about that. Like, after the Pornhub shorties, everything was going to be vertical. I think it's truly happening. There's going to be movies set in vertical.
They're going to have seats that turn so you can watch it on the side. I don't know. I mean, it's... It feels weird to even shoot shit horizontally knowing all the shit next to you is getting cropped. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, they're going to shoot movies vertical.
Bro, what was that one app that came out and you could turn your phone and it would be horizontal, you turn it up, it would be vertical?
YouTube?
No, it came out during the pandemic or right before. It was supposed to be like a commuter's dream. CISO, Crackle,
oh,
it was a 10-minute.
Yeah, not Tubi. It was called and
3B.
They spent $1 billion quadrillion on it, right?
Yeah.
And it was an app for vertical.
Quibi. Bro, how mad is Quibi right now? That's a genius idea.
They were just ahead of their time.
Imagine if Netflix turns into that model. The Quibi CEO is somewhere with a dagger.
Oh, a dagger. So that's where it's going. That's where 100% where it's going. They're going to start shooting shows for vertical. Like, that's just where it's going. Don't they already do that? Don't they already shoot
those?
There's
things
like
called
awful
verticals.
Yeah,
have
the vertical.
Have you heard of these,
yeah,
these movies?
Yeah, awful, awful, awful acting. Very bad. And
it's so funny to watch a vertical.
Purpose, though.
Is it really? Why? Just so it's like digestible?
It's just.
It's porn like, without the porn. It's just soft core, but without the core. It's just soft.
Walk me through that.
It's soft core porn, the acting, but there's no porn.
I understand. Oh,
it's
yes.
Just
I understand.
Soft.
Yes, yes, yes. Just soft. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really, 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 really bad. But it's like, it's the same thing as like, why wouldn't you just make soap operas better acting? It's like sort of the genre. Like you, it's made to be like that. And it's also like how content on even like TikTok, like the content that almost looks the shittiest is getting more views. It's sort of this. It's sort of the same concept where if they up their production value on soaps or verticals, it's that's not what they're doing. You know, it's not the medium that they're going for. They're not going for good acting. They're going for this. But it's odd that it's consumed. It's odd that the people like want and like shit that's bad.
Mm-hmm. But they still shoot these verticals like with like full ass film crews and everything.
Yeah.
So
they don't look bad. There's the acting and the narrative are fucking awful.
Right. And the cinematographer's on the side. It's just crazy that they go through the same amount of work to just for that vertical thing. I mean, I shot something relatively recently and it was all cinema cameras. It wasn't me shooting. There was a whole team. There was like 30 people there.
Yeah. Yeah.
30, like massive crew, makeup, lighting. And they literally have like a red camera. I don't remember if it was on its side or like they have the giant playback monitors. And there's just tape. So it's just you only see the vertical.
But is that bad or is that just what we're not used to yet? Like if the quality of the thing, if they shoot like a Scorsese film that's for vertical, it's still the same thing, right? You're just kind of cropping it. But it's the same thing. It doesn't hurt. It's just funny. Yes,
it's got to be more painful for the people who started out horizontal in the film industry, who now you're like cropping in.
Yeah, dude.
Because tight shots horizontal look good. Tight, like the same shot if it's like on your head and there's like this much space, but it's just on your eyes.
Yeah,
that vertically, it's just zoomed in on your just like and like between your eyebrows now.
Yeah, I mean you're taking away all artistry for like
subtitles.
What people,
CapCut.
Yeah, I mean, give me subtitles.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this pod is sponsored from our boys at GLD. All right, think about this for a second. Every guy has those go-to pieces, right? The shoes that go with everything, the one pair of jeans that fits just right, that t-shirt that always looks clean no matter what you pair with it. You don't overthink those pieces. You just grab them and they work every time. But most guys are missing one thing from that lineup. Jewelry! That's where GLD comes in. They make that kind of piece that becomes part of your routine, not just something you save for special occasions or once in a while, just clean quality pieces that instantly makes your fit look more fresh. Once you add the GLD chain to your rotation, you will never go back. And this isn't that freaking cheap stuff. All right, GLD uses real gold. Every stone is hand set and their production process is on a completely different level. Okay, you can see it. You can freaking feel it. And I think one of the coolest things about GLD, dude, it has an official collab with the NFL. And the sickest thing about GLD, they have an official collab with the NFL. Okay, so you can, you know, get any NFL team pendant this season. They also have official collabs with NBA, WNBA, MLB, NCAA, NHL, MLS, and even DC Comics chains and pendants, you know, that let you rep what you love. So work hard and change the game. For a limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal. Use code SOCKS to get 50% off at GLD.com. That is 50% off with code SOCKS at GLD.com. After your purchase, they will ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
God damn.
Dude, I watched that documentary. But did I tell you that? I forgot if I said this before. Documentary about the woman got lost on a cruise ship.
Maybe.
So, dude, I love cruise ships. And I watched that and I go, well, fuck. I'm nervous.
And what happened? She fell off?
No, dude. They literally don't know what happened. She was just, it was like super late. I'm going to butcher this, whatever. It was like 5 a.m. She was talking to her brother on the balcony of their room. The brother went to sleep. The dad woke up at 6 a.m, saw her like legs on the balcony, but she was just hanging out or having a cigarette or sleeping, whatever. He went back to sleep and then woke up at like 7. She was gone. And they have not seen her since. It's been like 25 years. And there's been like weird accounts of her. Like they, I mean, there's so many theories, but they think that she went out of the room because if you leave the room, it doesn't have, like if you use the key to get in the room, then it like marks it that like someone entered or entered. But if you leave the room, there is no electric mark. So they think that she left the room and in some capacity just got taken. Like, and sex trafficked and blah, blah, blah. But it's been like 25 years and they still have no idea where she is.
Damn.
So I watched that. I mean, it's very sad, obviously, but like I watched that. And I'm like, I mean, I've worked on cruise ships. I've been on cruise ships and I have fun every time. And it just like, I watched that. And I'm like, well, do I like cruise ships anymore? Mm-hmm. Like I forgot, like this is such a man thing to say, but like you forget that that actually happens. You forget that like people just go and then all of a sudden they disappear. And then it's just like, no one wants to take us and fuck us. Nobody.
Oh. You know what I mean? Life is a guy.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere we go. No one wants penis. No one wants penis that much. The value of vagina is crazy. Anyways, it's a very interesting documentary.
It's on Netflix?
It is on Netflix, yeah.
Damn.
Dude, it's awful.
So at the end of the documentary, they're like, we're still in the scene.
Yeah, not that it's all about our entertainment because obviously the story is horrendous. But yes, the end of the documentary, which I hate, they go, not solved. And you're like, why'd you make this then?
For part two, probably. For part two. Damn, that's awful.
Awful. But yeah, dude, when my girl's in Europe right now. Like that right. Shit scares me, dude.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Taken.
No, I think he heard you, but.
Taken. Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden. I mean, dude, because where my girl is right now, it's like a writer's retreat. There's like 7 people that live in the house and they have like the month retreat and they, you know, it's beautiful, but it's like, it is like a, like think about scary movies and that is the premise. Girlfriend goes to Europe, lives in a house with 7 strangers and she gone. She texted me this morning. She's like, I'm going to go on the sauna. And I was like, I'm so happy that she's having a good time. And obviously like, but I'm scared, dude. Like there's a safety concern where I'm like, cool, you're going to get mace. You got to get a gun. But in Finland, there's no guns.
Yeah, that is good.
You couldn't even carry mace. I can't even ship her mace.
Really?
No, it's illegal.
What do they do for protection in Finland?
I don't. They hit someone with a fucking penguin. I don't know.
Jiu-jitsu?
I don't know.
Damn.
I know.
I know. It's that same thought of like, checking in at Airbnb at night. It's just really just rolling the dice a little bit. Cause like if you think about it, you're renting a house from somebody, and not to freak anyone out, because I'll probably stay in an Airbnb shortly here. But whoever's renting it out to you knows every nook and cranny, every entrance.
I know.
And then you're there, you're like, there's a front door and a back door. And you're like, I'm gonna go to sleep. Hope I wake up.
But dude, also the camera. You ever like been in an Airbnb? You're like, there's a camera. I know there's one. I don't know where it is, but there is a camera here behind some fucking mirror, behind like, dude, I went to some weird one in Buffalo one time and I'm like, this whole thing, there's like random rooms of people are, there's Japanese businessmen jerking themselves off to me. I know there is.
You ever been to one and like, you don't read the fine print or something, or it's like check-in day and they're like, don't go through the back. That's where the person in the basement lives.
Yes, dude.
And you're like, well, this should be in bold print.
Yes.
Hey, you can only have 4 people, even though this has 5 bedrooms, because somebody's sleeping in one of them.
Absolutely not.
That shit happened to me in Portland, and they were like, the way they were talking was like a prisoner. They're like, yeah, well, you'll barely even hear her. She never really leaves. And you're like, that's worse. This bitch is brewing cauldrons down there.
Yeah, I mean, does she, is she allowed food?
And then it, then you seem like the weird person because you're like, wait, there's somebody here? And they're like, yeah, it's just my grandma. And you're like,
get her out of here.
Get her out.
The guest house thing.
That shit has happened to me many times. And there's been times where I didn't even know until I was at the house and you hear noises and you're like, what the fuck? And then you like do a search in the, and like deep in there, it's like, oh yeah, we also rent the top floor.
No. Absolutely. Well, here, the top floor I'm okay with because, well, it depends on how it's built.
Well, it's like a house, but it was like there's an entrance in the front and then an entrance on the side. The people on the side were on the top, but the people on the front, when you go there at night and you don't know there's people up top,
and then you wake
up to noises. It's happening in Indianapolis, this fuckhole place that charged me $1,400.
It was that place?
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Fuck them. I'll put the link in the description. But yeah, I wake up to the sound of like walking on wood above me, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-mm. Do a quick little deep dive, and you're like, oh, they rent both these out.
Mm-mm. No, I'm okay if I know that happened to me in Pittsburgh, but I did know. If it has a separate entrance and I don't have a chance to see you, I'm fine. I don't like what happened to me somewhere was there was a guest house. You know, there's the main house and the guest house, and someone was staying in the guest house, and now the backyard's not my backyard.
It's front yard.
It's our backyard. And so I'm trying to like, oh, let's have a fun time. It happened in Phoenix, I think. Oh, let's go to the pool because that's half the reason why I got this place. It's really hot, but like the pool's fun. And then we're about to go in the back. And the dude in the guest house is in the pool. Who the fuck is that? Who is that?
This is literally a Red Roof Inn. This is a Motel 6 now.
Who is that and why is he eating buffalo wings? I'm starving, by the way. Dude, I forget. Are you a buffalo wing guy? I know you're a buffalo wing generally, but like the actual buffalo seasoning.
Love buffalo.
Fuck! But if but
you don't
if
so, like buffalo sauce?
Oh my god. If someone called me and said, hey, buffalo sauce is gone, I zero part of it, I would
it's
rejoice.
Because you're uncultured.
Go ahead.
You don't like buffalo sauce?
Hate it.
What about it?
It's
that tangy, sweet
the tang
like,
vinegar, but it's not sweet though. It's like tang vinegary.
Yeah, ugh. It tastes like a little bit of
say it, dude. Oh, it's like sweet cheese vagina.
Buffalo sauce and mild sauce. Is it the same thing?
It's pretty close.
The government.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe they dilute it a little bit. I fucking love buffalo sauce. It's almost crazier to me when you're ordering wings everywhere. And I know you do this, but you're like, get wings. And you're like, all right, I'm going to do a medium or hot or buffalo. I'm like, what do you want? You're like, Hawaiian chili roll.
It's my favorite.
What the hell?
Not a Hawaiian chili roll, but it is literally like I get fucking wackadoo wings.
I know.
Dude,
you're the guy at Buffalo Wild Wings is like, you guys got the Mountain Dew one back there?
Oh, yeah. You have the Cinnabon one?
Yeah, honey balsamic.
Did I just come upon something riffing?
Cinnabon wings?
Dude, dessert wings? Bitch. Bitch? Dessert wings. Cinnabon wings.
Make it a food truck. I think.
Peanut butter and jelly wings?
Oh.
No.
Nah.
No.
Because I think it's got to be sweet and savory. Peanut butter hot sucks. Because it's like chicken waffles. There is that kind of
But peanut
like,
butter and jelly. Jelly's a sweet. Oh, fuck. I know what you're saying.
Peanut butter is interesting.
Oh, right. Because that's just sweet.
I think
sweet.
You could do... You can definitely do like a Thai chili glaze is good.
Dude, yes.
But that's a little sweet, a little spicy. I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's like Jolly Rancher glazed.
Oh, fuck.
Hot Cheeto. I think I've seen some like literally rolled in, like powder, but like a powder of like
a drink. Yeah, like a Fruity Pebbles one or some shit.
I think I've seen that actually.
That's disgusting.
I literally think there's like Fruity Pebble chicken wings.
I think we've yelled about this before, but this is really, really pissing me off that happened a couple of days ago when I'm not an ice cream guy, but I was with girlfriend's family and we went into, I was going to say, try not to say a name. Who gives a shit? We walked into Salt and Straw.
Cut it.
Not an ad.
We're going on some nut shit over there.
Dude, hey. Where's chocolate ice cream? Where's that?
Yeah.
I don't want olives in my fucking ice cream. What's happening? I go, oh, do we have coffee ice cream? They'll go, absolutely. I go, can I try it? And then there's like, it's coffee ice cream, but then there's like basil in it. Look at me. Look at me, you fucking bitch. Where's regular ice cream?
I know this is a Michelin star ice cream, but why is there a Michelin tire in this bitch?
Dude, I was so mad. I wrote it in my phone. So I'm like, I have to yell about this. On the stage, who am I doing? But I was so upset. I couldn't get, come on, man. Have a regular, have the gourmet.
Broccoli cheddar cheese soup. I would go to Panera for this shit.
Yep.
You know, it's I honestly feel like some of it's rage bait. Because I don't know, because he gets people talking, but like I remember that being in there, they like a goat cheese, balsamic, like strawberry one. And I tried it, and it's just not. Like,
no.
I want to feel like shit after eating ice cream.
Correct.
I don't want to feel like I just ate a charcuterie board.
Correct.
I want to feel like, oh, wow, I might have the runs after this.
Correct.
Oh, a lot of dairy in that one.
Good.
Sunstraw has two bangers that I will never leave.
Go ahead.
Lavender, heater.
So anything lavender besides the actual lavender can just fall off the earth.
Okay, so you're 0 for 2 now.
Go ahead.
Lavender and buffalo sauce. Fuck it. I'm guaranteed Sunstraw is a buffalo one.
Eat lavender.
The ice cream?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Lavender, like, that,
ew!
That is...
Lavender's meant to be on a pillow to go to sleep, not to consume.
I know, but it's kind of like a little bit of like, it feels like, yeah.
Have you ever had lavender candy?
No.
My grandma always used to have lavender candy, and RIP, and Phyllis, I love you so much, but that's the one thing that I was furious about. Do you want lavender candy?
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
And as a kid, you go, oh, I didn't hear what you said. All I heard was candy. Hell yeah, Jewish bitch, give me some candy. And she hands me lavender candy. She got me 5 times, I think.
Goddamn.
Let me go. Okay, ready? Ladies and gents, this pod is sponsored from our friends at Lumi Gummies. All right, imagine if edibles just made you feel good instead of too high. Most edibles get me way too high, but Lumi Gummies always make me feel just right. Okay, consistent, mellow, and super delicious. Lumi Gummies are specifically designed to make you feel, you know, good, not stoned. Whether you're looking for an end of the day de-stressor, a midday mood boost, or getting the best sleep ever, Lumi Gummies has the strain that is right for you. I use Lumi Gummies every single time I'm on the road. It's the only way I can sleep. I mean, after a full night of shows, my head is bing banging, ping panging, and it's the only thing to just calm my head down. And as I said before, it doesn't get me too high, it just gives me the right amount of high. It is incredible, okay?
And delicious. Do they get the Lumi Gummies? The plumberry runs. Ooh, just 1 5-milligram gummy an hour before bed, and the indica just sends me straight to Dreamsville, USA, population 1. And I wake up super well rested without any grogginess. Lumi Gummies are available nationwide. Go to lumigummies.com. That is L-U-M-I gummies. And use code SOCKS for 30% off your order. Again, that's L-U-M-I gummies.com. Code SOCKS. Lumigummies.com. Code SOCKS.
Goddamn. Yes, this is, dude, this is exactly what it is.
Wow.
That was in her purse all the time. RIP. Just a beautiful woman. But this is what her candy was.
Interesting.
Furious.
I love lavender so much. But the other one they have is salted caramel.
Oh, well, okay.
Pretty damn good.
Well, I didn't see that on the menu.
That sounds great.
I got the coffee ice cream, but they had like, they had coffee ice cream, and then, but there was like nuts in it, like some other weird nut in it, whatever, semen. But I don't know what it was. I had to eat. This just sounds like Jack's wet room. I had to eat around the nuts, whatever. Can you bring up salt and straw, coffee ice cream, whatever? It's like
you
coffee,
ate around the nut?
Toffee, some shit. What's happening?
I think they have even weirder shit. There was one I went recently,
I was just trying to get the least weird one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I saw one recently there. It was apple pie and cheddar.
Fuck you.
It's like an episode
of
Chop.
It's not Thanksgiving dinner, you piece of shit.
Doesn't it feel like that show Chop where they're like, all right, you have to make ice cream, but here's the one caveat. You have to use cardboard paper in it.
Yeah. Yeah, ink.
And then it's also funny because, bro, go back. You got Compartes, coffee, and love nuts.
I got love nuts. I forgot they were called.
You got
love
nuts.
Yep. And what? So what is it?
Honestly,
I ate around
that looks
it.
Fire.
No, I ate around it. It was disgusting.
What do you mean you ate around?
I didn't. Every nut I got in my mouth, I spit it out. This is
you're the straightest man in America.
But you had to suck on it for a second.
No, I didn't suck on it. I didn't suck on it at all. I spit it out like a fucking.
It's just
man.
Funny how on here they say like notes from the kitchen. What do you mean notes from the kitchen?
First of all, what do you mean kitchen? Kitchen? It should be notes from the freezer.
What does it say up top?
Oh, they're notes? Tree nuts.
Partner story, boo. Can you go to the notes from the kitchen? Hit it. That's way too much reading.
Part of our classics menu since our Los Angeles launch. And oh, it's a new company, 2014. I don't know why I feel like it was, oh, dude, if you're talking about ice cream and you use the word robust, literally take a knife and gouge your eyes out. What are you talking about? Can you stop? Can we stop?
I think they have even crazier flavors on there. Just type in salt and straw flavors.
Oh, I think because when I went there and got the apple pie, I didn't get it. The apple pie and cheddar, they're doing like a cheddar menu. So here's what we're cooking with. If you guys are wondering what it's like to live in LA, one of these bitches, single scoop, is like $9.
Yep.
And we got cake. Okay, cake batter, that's normal. White chocolate raspberry. Okay, we're getting somewhere. Olive oil, I heard, is good. But it's again, disgusting. I want to feel like shit.
I'm not cooking eggs. I don't need fucking olive oil.
Cinnamon snickerdoodle, those are
did
good.
Did you say salmon?
No. So honey lavender, yes. That's the one right there. That shit is electric. Alex agrees. No. But go next to honey.
Oh, this is the one you have. The
sea salt caramel heater. So go up real quick. Pear and blue cheese. Now you're losing me.
Where?
Now that is geared towards a librarian and a librarian only. Pear and blue cheese pisses me. I don't want to feel healthy.
Dude, pear and blue cheese. I mean, I think they have a reading test before you have to order that.
Yeah, that's I feel like this is pretty, I don't know if they put on their website like the seasonal shit because they had a whole, type in like cheddar menu.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I mean, they're pretty close to doing like a smash burger strawberry sorbet. And I think that like, they're like kind of the pioneers in this. There you go. Apple and cheddar cinnamon rolls.
Oh shit, cinnamon rolls.
I did have a bite and it was not bad, but it was bizarre. But I think they're the pioneer of like weird ice cream. I think in 3 years there's going to be a place. Also, why is every hotel restaurant called Oak and something?
I hate it.
Every hotel restaurant, Oak and Barrel, Oak and Tavern, Oak and, there's nobody in here.
Also, there's
Oak
no one
and empty tables.
There's no one in here. Also, when I think of good food, I don't think of Oak. Oak?
Oak makes me want to drink bourbon. Oak makes me want to drink alone from my family and listen to Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is so good.
I swear, it's like maybe there's some like SEO rap name generator. It's like, I think if there's got to be a restaurant name generator. Can you check that?
Yeah. I know Oak is good for pizzas if you cook in Oak.
Yeah, but these are like hotel places. They serve like burgers and omelets. And every place is Oak and Char. Goddamn.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, sometimes it can feel like everyone else has it all together in their love lives, whether married, dating, or single. The truth is, most of us are still figuring it all out or finding a way. All right, so no matter where you are in your romantic journey, therapy can help you find your way. And no matter where you are in your romantic journey, therapy can help you find your way, help you determine what you want, what feels heavy, and how you can take some pressure off yourself.
Especially it's February. It's full of flowers, candy, stuffed animals, of course, lots of talk about relationships and dating. No matter where you are, whether you're married, dating, or single, or just focusing on you, you're right on time. Therapy can help you find your way and see more clearly where you want to be.
BetterHelp is an incredible, incredible place to find therapy. Again, as I always say, we're massive proponents here at Sip Socks for therapy. I would be lost without therapy. Therapy gives you the skill set you need as an adult to just be a better partner, a better brother, a better sister, a better mom, better dad, better everything.
Lover.
Better lover, exactly.
You want to love yourself.
And you can take therapy from the comfort of your own home thanks to BetterHelp, all right? And listen, BetterHelp does the initial match work for you, okay? So you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12 plus years of experience in industry leading match fulfillment rates means we typically get it right the first time. And if you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time for our tailored recs. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5, for our live sessions based over 1.7 million client reviews. So sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That is betterhelp.com/socks.
Goddamn. But I feel like every time you go to a hotel, it's, what is this? Is this a restaurant generator?
This is so great.
All right, great.
So this is what Trev has named his restaurant in 7 years.
The Urban Bite, I mean, I feel like I've already seen that. The Spaghetti Docks, I mean.
Little China? That's like Trump's restaurant. China.
I mean, what's so sad is there's so many places that use this.
The Painted Tree, that definitely sounds like it's just a horrible coffee shop in Brooklyn. So what are we going to open? What did I say I wanted to open? Oh, a grilled cheese truck. What are they called? Truck? truck restaurants?
You type in a grilled cheese food truck.
Thank you.
The missing ingredient. Grilled cheese food truck.
Yes.
It's going to be like
cheesy wheels. This is why it's not ready yet. Yeah.
Toasty wagon, melted drive, cheese chariot.
Cheese chariot's pretty good. Not bad.
Oh, what about Kraft Mobile?
Honestly, I think T-Mobile's gonna get us, but yeah.
Cheese curb. Michael, cheese curb.
Cheese curb.
Cheese curb.
I'm with that. I like it. Cheese. Dude, here's the thing. Toasty truck is kind of sick.
And you can make the truck look like a toaster?
Correct. I love it. Okay, maybe AI is ready.
I think it helps spitball you.
I saw a food truck the other day. It was like satanic themed. So if you guys had a satanic themed food truck, what would some of the food be? Like, what would you name some of the food?
Inferno,
like
buffalo
lava
wings.
Fries or something.
Right.
Oh yeah. The devil's dick.
Food cake. That would definitely have one.
Devil's dick, and it would be a Dodger dog split down the middle.
Oh shit.
Yeah, with chili, crunchy oil chili from Trader Joe's in it.
Like little
it shoots out flames.
Yeah, it's all jalapeno based.
Super
blah,
hot.
Blah, blah. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
Hot chicken sandwich, probably.
4 years ago, I definitely fuck all the women that went there.
Yeah.
Or worked there.
That's what I meant. What did I say? Went there?
Went there. Yeah, both.
Went both. There.
You set up a kissing booth right next to it.
All right, guys, let's do a sock talk.
Sock talk.
Let's do it.
This sock talk is from Abby. She wanted to think about things you never thought about, but will never forget. The first thing is, you don't sneeze in your sleep.
Says who? How would you know?
Science.
How the fuck would you know?
Actually, that makes sense. I feel like you'd wake yourself up. You don't sneeze in your sleep, but you rip ass in your sleep.
Oh. You definitely do.
So in the nose, out the hole.
Wait, let's see. Why don't you
There's also like you can't sneeze and keep your eyes open.
I bet you I can.
No.
I bet you I can.
No, you'd prolapse your asshole if you did.
So you don't sneeze in your sleep because the brain suppresses the necessary reflexes, and during deep REM sleep, the body enters paralysis.
Yeah, that's such a weird thing to think about.
I feel like cats can sneeze in their sleep.
Well, they're not people.
Good point, Jack.
All right, next one. Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
That's a white bitch right there.
Yeah.
That is an old, old, old white bitch.
Millicent?
Millicent.
That sounds like how the UK measures their cups of flour. You need 1 millicent of flour.
Black boxes on planes are actually bright orange.
What?
I mean, fix that.
What is?
Yeah. A black box.
What is that?
Black box on plane like records everything. So on the plane crash, it has all the recordings and it's like in a fireproof box or whatever.
You never knew that?
No.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't working on the Malaysia flight. Fucking yeah. Idiots.
Is there a 9/11 one?
Yeah, probably.
I didn't know this. Every plane has that?
Yeah. Do you think there was a... I mean, the black box definitely exists, but it's not... It's probably redacted. Hey!
So the only black box recovered on that day was Flight 77 and was found inside the Pentagon. Both black boxes from the two planes that hit the World Trade Centers were never found, allegedly.
Yeah, right. Fucking George Bush used it as a paperweight.
This one's interesting.
Nothing?
That's
furious.
Great.
Furious.
I wonder how fast America would move on in the sense of if 9/11 happened today, hopefully doesn't.
Yeah.
But how soon after would Carl's Jr. be like, the new $6 burger, spicy hot? Two towers up.
Yep.
But like the meme effect.
Yep. I see what you're saying.
Mr. Kirk, after it happened, the internet would be a mess. And it's already a mess.
Yeah. I also think, and I think this is what you're saying too, it's like anytime that the government or whatever, or something like government. Tragedy or whatever, this culture moves on quicker than anything that's ever happened. It took us years and years and years and years and years to move on from 9/11. This is like pre the internet. So like, I mean, dude, I mean, we said this before, but they told us that aliens exist and we're like, sick. Do they give head? We don't care then.
They do. But I also feel like, imagine a history book since early history, only the biggest of the biggest events were recorded. Now, and like everything is recorded. History books from like 2025, 2026, those are going to be the biggest chapters. Does this make sense? Or do you think that they're going to run out of space and they're going to be like, hey, 2023, remember that submarine? They're like, we don't have space for that.
Yeah, I think the submarine's not going to be in
there.
No. I mean, think about this, right? Think about what's going to be in the history books from the last like 5 to 10 years, right?
Crowd
it's going to be just all Matt Rife. So obviously COVID.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff overwrites other stuff.
Yeah.
COVID's
going to be
president shot at for sure.
But dude, I honestly don't think so.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Dude, with that photo he took with the shit?
Maybe, but like
I think it'll be like a sentence, but it won't be like a deep dive. It'll be like,
but there's so many attempted, we probably could Google, there's probably so many attempted assassinations like on presidents that weren't in books. So we don't
really
know. Yeah. So many probably. Like, and is, I guess JFK's assassination is definitely in the fucking history book, right? Yeah. I just don't remember reading.
I think if JFK was ugly, it probably wouldn't be, but.
Dude, isn't that funny?
It's like so, Teddy Roosevelt looking, all right.
Ronald Reagan, Theodore Roosevelt were failed attempts. We don't really know about them.
Yeah, but, oh, yeah, that's my point. We don't know about that. But
who,
I guess,
who was shooting at my boy Ronald?
Oh,
he got a library.
Ronald Reagan was like George Clooney. You know that, right? Ronald Reagan was like a famous actor. Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome.
It's like, think about
the trajectory in Hollywood.
Dude, think about that. Think about George Clooney being like, I'm president.
Oh, we're saying this like The Rock isn't going to be president in 19 years.
He could. He could win right now. So this is the dude who shot at him?
Yeah. He shot at who?
Reagan. John.
This guy looks like he invented subreddits.
And is he dead or just in jail?
Looks like he's still in jail.
With that flannel on?
That sucks that you miss and you still are in jail. So you're in jail for being a loser.
He might be out.
Well,
he was released in 2022. He was released in 2022.
He's a nice guy.
How, you should not ever be released for doing an assassination.
No.
How many years was he in jail, though?
Wait, go up to the top. He says, how long was he in jail? In 1981.
I don't know that math.
Where do you?
I'm a man of peace now.
No, you're
please
a man.
Stop with the negative comments. Hey, man, you tried to kill someone.
Yeah. Can you stop with the negative comments, bro? What do you even?
That is your whole.
Oh, this one. I actually do know this one.
Did he hit someone or he fully missed?
I think he hit someone.
Then this name sounds really familiar.
It's actually pretty. Yeah, you'll know this video.
But he missed, though, yeah? Obviously. Such an idiot.
Ronald Reagan was 2 months into his presidency when John Hinckley Jr. drew a $29 handgun outside the Washington Hilton Hotel on March 30th, 1981. He wounded the president.
Oh, so Reagan was shot.
A Secret Service agent and a Washington police
officer.
Doing
right, he's holding his gun up.
Reagan and
hell?
His guards fully recovered, but the .22 caliber bullet exploded into Brady's forehead and left him partially paralyzed.
He actually got shot out
spent
again
the rest
or something after it, and it's kind of baller that he
heard a play loud noise and said,
"We can make our beloved country the source of all the dreams and the opportunities that she was missed me."
Fuck you.
Bro, if this happened today, the amount of TikTok
you.
Edits that would come out,
yeah.
It would just cut from that to like Odell Beckham Jr. highlights. Miss me. Miss me. Holy aura. Imagine not only going to jail, you miss the president, and then he ratioed you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Miss me.
Miss
how has nobody
me?
Sampled that?
I don't know.
Miss me. Is
wait till Drake hears about that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Miss me again. You shooting your shot, let you from the three. It double that, I'm from the six. I ball harder than the Knicks.
Hey. Oh no, I got a deer tick.
Only right, show next. I wear Rick's. Good night.
Next fun fact is GPS is free to use, but it costs more than $2 million a day to operate.
Good.
Honestly, great.
Yeah, tell that to fucking Wikipedia's dumbass. Still asking for money. Get your bread up.
It is insane. It is insane.
Like, just ask for our cookies and move on.
I mean, for real, sell our data.
Please.
What the fuck?
Just $3 a day. You can change your own information. How about you make it a quotable source? Oh, they got to be hating AI.
Hating AI.
Why don't they just incorporate Wikipedia GPT? Wikipedia.
Well, I think AI is using Wikipedia because they use the whole internet. So they scrape.
Whose idea was it to have anybody edit Wikipedia?
I don't know, but I guess it's genius because it's been around for fucking ever. But so when you edit something, does it get if you edit like Ronald Reagan had a 9-inch dick, because we could put that right now. So does it get edited immediately off?
Certain people's pages are like protected. Like you couldn't do Obama, but for sure. You could go to Michael Blass on Wikipedia and be like, fuck it. He's 7'3".
Fact. I don't even think I have one. Someone hit me up and was like, you don't have one. Want me to make you one? Don't care. I don't care. Fuck, I need a Wikipedia page for. I literally tell cum jokes to people.
And so the 70-year-old people on the street go, my daughter knows who you are, but I don't know who you are. Are you on Tickipedia? Tickipedia. Or what's the one you're on all the time, brain rotting? What? Click clock? Yeah, my daughter, she's always on her phone. She's laughing at some shit.
Oh, my daughter's hot.
My daughter's a whore, but she knows who you are. Oh. What did my daughter know you from? Literally guess. What options are there?
There is
internet,
and that's it.
TV.
Yeah.
Why does my daughter know you? Oh, I'm a registered sex offender, sir. Oh, yep. All right now.
And that's how we know each other. All right. In Secret Sock, anonymous confession: when I'm around people speaking another language, I smirk knowingly, letting them know that I understand what they're saying.
That's
spoiler alert. I don't speak the language.
That's really so cool. So if somebody around them is speaking Korean, you would smirk and be like,
I like that.
It's a good way to play it. But that lasts you for so long.
Yeah, because then they'd look at you directly and say something to you, be like, hey, what's your name? And then you're like,
That was like the thing with the...
That guy has tea.
Well, that was the thing with the place last night, the Italian restaurant. The guy's, mortadella. Hey, can we get an extra knife? Oh, do they not bring one out? What the hell are you? Don't code switch on me. Where do you want me to bring this? But dude, these guys, you got to go to this restaurant. I'll pay for your meal. I don't care. It is because it's the guy's screaming and he's like, De mortadello. And then, oh yeah, well, we can get you that right there. And good? Cool. We got an enzyme. But everything he brought out would yell it.
Oh, I don't like the yelling. Shut up.
Dude.
Shut up.
Also, two separate tables had happy birthdays. Hot take. I think you should have, you're only allowed to sing happy birthday at the top of an hour. That way, if there's two people having birthdays.
Like a grandfather clock.
Yes. If there's two tables having birthdays, everybody at 8 p.m. gets their happy birthdays out of the way.
Can I say this?
Please.
I think only one night you get one happy birthday. And you got one slot. And if you get that slot, you get to sing. But if you don't get that slot, you can't sing.
Or a soundproof room in the back for the birthdays.
Yeah, and then also just leave a gun.
Yeah. I was, I don't know who I told about this. Maybe it was Lindsay, but I thought of like a really funny sketch. Like POV trying to break up with somebody at a restaurant, but people keep having birthdays.
So funny.
Like, I just don't know if we're going to work. Happy birthday. Do we join? And then you think they're done. And they go, and many more on Channel 4. Because your conversation stops when they're having that birthday.
Yeah, because it's so loud. You can't. Yeah. I just really don't think.
And then it stops, and the other person's like, well, we should do the birthday. Happy birthday. It is hilarious to me to see.
You know what I like, but secretly don't like, is when the whole restaurant joins in. I don't know this person. Everyone be quiet.
It's kind of wholesome, but.
It is wholesome, but I'm just trying to enjoy my fucking Olive Garden steak. Yeah. I've never been to Olive Garden. I gotta go.
You've never been to Olive Garden?
Not my whole life.
Buddy, we're in Burbank. You can get an Olive Garden stat.
I know.
There's probably one in a near radius.
There's probably literally next to us. Is it good?
We're not thinking about the name. Olive Garden?
Holy
shit. It's a mid-ass name. What generator do they go to?
Also, olives do you sell?
And
don't
what garden?
Pasta?
Olive Garden is phenomenal though.
I've never been.
It's like frozen food reheated and plated.
I'm cool with that.
It's Factor Meals on Ice. Is that an episode?
Did we do it?
Guys, that is an episode.
We did it.
Thank you for watching. Like Michael always says,
I got a big old dick.
Well, and they're the reason the podcast still exists.
Oh, yeah. You guys are the reason the podcast still exists.
And
I got a big old dick. And I'd like to say this. I think they could put anything on ice. Ronald Reagan attempted assassination on ice.
Yeah.
I would go.
Yeah.
Why would
ice age on ice?
Fuck, there's too much ice. We can't say the joke's going to say. Guys, that's it. Love you guys. Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Notice how some homes sell faster in your neighborhood? It's not luck. It's local know-how. RE/MAX agents know their streets, schools, and communities inside and out. And with RE/MAX, those local pros are everywhere. Which means when you're ready to buy or sell, you'll get trusted neighborhood insight that puts you a step ahead. Reach out today. RE/MAX, the experts close to home. Each office independently owned and operated.